this evening with the extension request, provided that that's acceptable to the board.
Okay.
Katie?
Yeah.
I just realized I didn't start recording until just now.
Okay, well, what we could do. Repeat the, I mean, first of all, again, we didn't start the application matter.
The hearing.
You can just
right, so I
redo quickly what happened, if you feel more comfortable doing that, Denise. If that's, I think, makes the most sense. It would only take 5 minutes at this point to redo what has been done, just so it's on the record, being that this is the situation, I would think that that makes the most sense. I know it's 5 minutes of everybody's time, but it might make the most sense just so that we're on the record and it's repeated where the notice was put and that kind of thing. I think that probably makes the most sense. So if Kevin would kind of repeat from the onset, then we can just repeat that, repeat the what's happened, and then you can go through the vote again and we'll just quickly do a redo, a recap, I would say. That would make the most sense, right?
Okay. The other thing is I was looking at the settings and the meeting was locked, so I just unlocked it. So
okay, fine. So then we're all set. So that's all set and great. So we've solved we have one little hiccup, but we solved the other problem. So then that's great.
Hello, John Lazarus here. Was not able to get in for 15 minutes, but the meeting now, I'm now in. Calling, just using the dial-in only, it was saying the meeting was locked, and now I'm in, just FYI.
Okay, so we have Mr. Lazarus. Why don't we retake attendance based with Mr. Lazarus here to reflect that he's here. Just reflect that the notice was posted, Denise, as you had done earlier, so that's on the record now, recorded, and then recap where the minutes were, and then that's it. I think that's all we have to do. That's all we did so far, and then we've solved the problem of the locked meeting, phone call meeting, and we're all set.
I know I sound like I'm on repeat, but I think if everyone can mute, it's going to be a lot easier, because if more than one person is off mute, that's why you get this feedback. So Denise, I don't know if you can mute, except the person that's talking, because it's really hard to hear Katie.
Okay.
So you're saying you want me to mute everyone until they...
Or everybody should just mute and then unmute when you talk.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, so Kevin, are you going to start from square one, like read the notice and start over?
Is that the plan, start over?
Yes, just quickly, we can just do a quick redo, and we're on record this time, and Mr. Lazarus here, and everybody's unlocked in terms of being able to get in. So I think that's the safe bet, and we'll just go from straight through right now.
All right, I'm going to read the little blurb. This is the April 2nd, 2020 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. An annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, do you want to add something about the agenda?
Yes. In addition, due to the COVID-19 state of emergency, the agenda is posted on the township website, and it is also posted on the front outside door of the municipal building.
Thank you. Would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Here.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Kuchinowski? Absent. Mr. Kilduff? Is absent. Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Millay?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a Quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We have meeting minutes. The first one is March 2nd, 2020. Been out there on the share site. Anybody have any questions or comments? If not, is there a motion and a second?
Lazarus, so moved.
Glaser, second.
Okay, and I'll do a roll call. Mr. Glaser?
Yes. Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. The next one are the meeting minutes of March 16th, 2020. There was an update on the web, right, Denise? Can you just give us a quick little update and the other point that I think Mr. Glaser has?
Yeah, there were a couple of typos that Ms. Kleinhans pointed out to me in the NovaCat application. Ms. Kleinhans had abstained, so I had to remove her from the voting table. And then also there was a reversal in who the motion and the second was. And then Mr. Glaser also pointed out that on the bottom of page 3, he identified the paragraph in the sentence, something should say should not, as opposed to just saying should. So I will make that correction.
Okay, with those edits, is there a motion and a second for these minutes?
Glaser, I move.
To make the motion.
And I second. It's Bill.
Okay, so wait. So I'm sorry. Who made the motion?
I made the motion, Rich.
Okay. So, and Bill second. Okay, thank you. So, Mr.
Approve? Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, we are now up to the request for extension of time. Rural Developers LLC, Block 89, Lot 4.03. Applicant is seeking extension of time for the bulk variances, which were granted along with preliminary site plan approval. Denise, looking at the call-ins, I don't see anybody else from the public who hasn't identified themselves.
I don't see anyone else either.
I'll ask for the sake of good order if there's anybody who's on and wants to say they're here, they can, but not hearing or seeing any. I will throw it over to the applicant and their attorney. So whether it's Laura or Kate, you guys take it.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for seeing and hearing us under these circumstances. I am Kate Coffey from Dave Pitney, and I'm appearing this evening on behalf of Pearl Developers, LLC. They are the designated developer of property located at Block 82, Lot 4.03, which is located on Route 31 South. The township is the owner of the property. I'm going to pause for a second. Is everyone able to hear me okay? Yes? Good. I'm seeing nods. Thank you. Just as a refresher, because it's been a while since we've been before you, this property is part of the township's settlement agreement with the Fair Share Housing Center and part of its affordable housing plan. It is subject to the AH5 Affordable Housing District zoning. Preliminary site plan and preliminary subdivision approval were granted by this board by a resolution dated July 16th, 2018. We proposed to subdivide the property to create two conforming lots. One six-acre lot was going to contain a development of 100% affordable housing with a total of 84 low and moderate income housing units, as well as related improvements. And the other lot was going to be open space containing 34.78 acres with the expectation that, it would be open space or potentially park land. In connection with that application, the applicant did require some variances. These were C2 variances, as well as an exception from the residential site improvement standards. The variances that we sought and that were approved were to permit a building setback of less than 50 feet from the property line for 6 of the proposed buildings, to permit drainage structures and retaining walls to be located in setback areas, and to permit an approximately 50 square foot identification sign where 24 square feet was permitted. And we're appearing this evening to request an extension of the variances that were granted, and we're asking that that extension be extended out to December 31st, 2021, before which time the applicant expects that it have commenced construction. And we view this extension request as a bit of a belt and suspenders, as the reason, what prompted us asking for this request is Clinton Township Land Use Regulation Ordinance, Section 165-35, which is in the Board of Adjustment section of your code, and it provides that variance expires after 1 year from the date of its granting if construction has not yet commenced within that time. And even though, of course, you are not the Board of Adjustment, we did confer with the Planning Board's attorney and agreed better to be safe than sorry. And so we are appearing before you to request that those variances that were granted on that July 16, 2018 date now be extended out to December 31, 2021. Since the original approval was granted, the developer's been working closely with the township to address open items that need to be resolved prior to getting final site plan approval. This includes coordination with the Highlands Council to designate the property as a cluster development, which is a prerequisite to getting sewer to the property, as well as finalizing our final site plans and also awaiting an award of low-income housing tax credits. As I think that our chairman alluded to, Lara Schwager from Pearl has joined us and is available to answer questions. I wanted to just talk for a minute about the standard that the board typically considers when considering an extension request. Although the municipal land use law does not have an express provision that governs the life of a variance approval, the New Jersey courts have held that it's permissible for municipalities to impose a life on an approval. And that was found by the New Jersey Supreme Court in DL Real Estate Holdings versus Point Pleasant Beach Planning Board. And the site for that, just for Ms. Raisin's sake, is 176 NJ 126, and that's a 2003 case. And there, the court recognized that the difference between the life of the approval and the period of protection against an ordinance change are conferred upon preliminary and final approvals is important because it relates to the municipality's ability to plan effectively, and it wants to make sure that a municipality's hands aren't indefinitely tied by approvals that were previously granted. And then New Jersey courts have also discussed a standard by which the board should consider an extension request. And what was recommended by the court in Jordan Developers versus Brigantine Planning Board at 276, which is the appellate division, and it's a 1992 case, was they recommended that the boards apply a balancing test where the boards consider factors that weigh in favor of the extension as well as any factors that would weigh against the extension. And the court advised that it's not an all or nothing proposition, but rather it's a balancing of the different factors that a board might consider. So in considering our request, I thought I would tell you what factors the applicant thinks might be relevant. Firstly, the applicant has been working diligently and quite closely with the townships, both its elected officials as well as its professionals, to try to get across the goal line and to take the steps that are necessary to get sewer to the property. We think that seeing this project to completion enables the township to deliver a key component of its affordable housing plan, as well as honored settlement with the Fair Share Housing Center. We don't see any factors that weigh against the granting of a request for an extension. Typically, a factor that would weigh in favor, or excuse me, against such a request would be a fear that the board is tying hands of future boards for an indefinite period of time. But in this case, we think that what you're actually doing is enabling the municipality's commitment to this property and to creating affordable housing on the site, in accordance with your affordable housing planning. One of the tasks I said that we've been working on is amendment to the township sewer service area. That's currently pending with the NJDEP, as well as an adoption of the Highlands Land Use Ordinance, which is currently being reviewed by the township's professionals, and we've been coordinating on both of those fronts. And also, I would just add that I think granting an extension promotes efficiency before this board so that you don't have to hear us our entire application again at some future date. And so based on all of that, we would respectfully suggest that these factors would weigh in favor of granting a request for the extension of variances through December 31, 2021, and we would request that this extension be approved. Happy to answer any questions if anybody has them.
Does anybody have any questions on the board? No. Anybody else have anything? I think this is pretty straightforward. We've been and I think the recommendation and the benefits for providing makes a lot of sense. We don't want to ever have to redo things again that we've just done. So,
thank you.
Anybody else? If
I would just add that,
else have any other comments on the board?
I agree with Kate's assessment that we've had a good working relationship. I've been involved the last couple of weeks with both Larry and Kate, and they've been a good partner. So,
thank you.
I would just echo that Kate reviewed the standard as far as I'm aware of it, and you know the only other factor to consider whether there's been a change in the ordinance thus far to that would weigh against that. And there hasn't been any kind of ordinance in any way, weighing against, granting an extension. So as far as I know, that the standard is exactly what Kate stated it to be.
Good. So I think we would want a motion to grant the extension and through.
To be extended through December 31st, 2021, please.
Okay. All right, is there a motion?
Motion.
Lazarus, so moved.
Thank you, Mr. Lazarus. Was there a second?
I'll second, Rich Scheich.
Thank you, Mr. Scheich. Roll call.
You're muted.
Ms. Butcher? Can you hear me?
She's muted.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is that Sandra?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans? Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, everyone. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. We hope you all stay safe and healthy.
All right, yes, thank you for your patience in the redo.
Oh, sure.
Good night.
Good night. Hold on 1 second.
Did we lose Kevin?
He's showing that he's still there, but we can't.
There we go.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Kevin?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now.
Yep.
Yes, now I can.
Sorry about that.
Unfortunately, yes.
Can we mute that Lazarus fellow? Anything, Brian, you have anything to report? I'm sorry, I missed that. From council?
No, not really. We're working through virtual meetings just like you guys are, and we're going to do one more Zoom meeting on Wednesday, and then after that we'll move to WebEx as well. I don't, you know, it's hopefully this doesn't go on too much longer, but I certainly see us doing this at least into May, so. Other than that, everybody in the township offices, as Denise can attest, are working from home as much as possible, and Public Works and the police department are on duty but reduced manpower to maintain social distancing.
Okay. I know it's a difficult time, but there's been chatter recently about the 5G antennas, and we had put that on our list for ordinance subcommittee. Maybe something to make sure we don't neglect once.
Yeah, I agree. I had just seen that recently, so I'm not. I think that actually just chatter just came up today, maybe even yesterday. The question that I have isn't a lot of that driven by the FCC.
Yeah, my understanding is the feds are going to drive a lot of this, like they drove the current. But I think there were some areas that Mr. Drill wrote something up about being able to influence, you know, aesthetics or things like that. So it's probably worth, I don't think it's totally critical, but on that list for that ordinance subcommittee, that we're working on it or looking into it.
We can touch base on that. And then, you know, I assume it had widely circulated, but for the benefit of those who don't know, Mayor Higgins did take a leave of absence that he's anticipating will last the next 3 to 4 months. And in that time, I'll be filling in an acting capacity. And we'll just try to keep John up to date. He'll be still involved in a lot of the affordable housing matters, but he'll be focusing a little bit more on his recovery. So,
thank you. Wish him well, obviously. Anything else?
Did we approve the vouchers?
Oh, that's it's not on the agenda.
You're kidding.
I got it on my copy.
It's on my copy too, Kevin.
Yeah, it's on there, pal.
Oh, yeah, I see it. I missed it.
Something going on here between Mr. Lazarus and Mr. Semay.
You can't see past the beard.
All right. I have. There's only a few. They've been posted. Thank you, Mr. Glazer and Mr. Lazarus. I've reviewed them. I'm okay with them. Does anybody have any questions or concerns on the vouchers?
No, that would be fine.
If not, I'll make.
Second.
Okay, I'll take Ms. Klein Hands. I heard first. So, Ms. Butcher? Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans? Yes. Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, did we miss anything else?
No, I just, Lazarus, I'm sorry. I was earnestly trying to dial in for the first 20 minutes or so from about 5 of 7 till about quarter after. It was saying the meeting was locked. Not sure what I was doing wrong. Again, my Chromebook wouldn't let me load the WebEx app for whatever reason. I was playing with it yesterday and today, and I couldn't load it. So I dialed in, and it didn't work for the first 15, 20 minutes. So if we're going to be doing these meetings going forward, and the council as well, just throwing that out there, might be an issue.
John, we figured that out just before you got in. There is a setting, and it would after 10 minutes. There's a default setting that after 10 minutes the meeting locks, and when you start each meeting, you have to remember to unlock that. And I did not.
Okay.
So that's okay. A note that I have to make for myself.
You are forgiven.
Had to set that as the default. But that's what that was. So it wasn't anything that you were doing wrong. Apologize for the frustration, but thanks for hanging in.
I was thinking of John as the Luddite he is, so.
I missed that. What was it again?
I just was making a joke at your expense. No worry.
Okay, well, I have a joke at Kevin's expense. When the whole virus thing is over, can you still wear a mask in public? You know, just because.
All right, Ms. Butcher, I'm looking down at the end of the dais for something for you to say, Ms. Butcher.
Motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
A second by Glaser.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And thanks for your patience, everyone.
Thank you. Good night. Welcome.
Thank you.
Everybody, yep.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.